Good morning and welcome to Daily Inspirations. This is Brother John Loniker this morning. I pray that you'll be blessed this morning. This morning I want to share from Hebrews 1, verse 1 and 2. It says in verse 1, God who at sundry times and in divers manners spake in times past unto the fathers by the prophets, hath in these last days spoken unto us by his Son, whom he hath appointed heir of all things, by whom also he made the worlds. And so verse 1 is saying, God who at different times and in different manners, different ways, spoke unto the fathers in the Old Testament by the prophets. You know, in the Old Testament, God spoke to his people through the prophets. And that manifested in many different ways. And sometimes it was a long time before they had a prophet to speak to them. There was some dry spells in there. But today, we have his Son who speaks at all times. Verse 2 says, hath in these last days spoken unto us by his Son, whom he hath appointed heir of all things, by whom also he made the world. You know, many people have a tendency to try to go to the Old Testament and to make application from the Old Testament into their lives. And, you know, this morning, I just want to share that we are to look to Jesus Christ and the New Covenant, and the New Testament. You know, there are certain things that were never transferred from the Old Testament into the New Testament. And so, but there's many things that did get transferred. But some people like to pick up on some of those things that never got transferred into the New Testament and hang on to them. And just want to go to Luke chapter 9 here for a little bit. And verse 28, to bring out another illustration here where God is trying to point people to look to Jesus. Verse 28 of Luke chapter 9. And it came to pass about an 8 days after these sayings, Jesus took Peter and John and James and went up into a mountain to pray. And as he prayed, the fashion of his countenance was altered, and his raiment was white and glistering. And behold, there talked with him two men, which were Moses and Elias. This was Moses and Elijah that appeared with Jesus on the Mount of Transfiguration here. Moses represented the law, and Elijah represented the prophets. We'll keep reading here. Just keep that in mind. Who appeared in glory and spake of his decease, which he should accomplish at Jerusalem. But Peter and they that were with him were heavy with sleep, and when they were awake, they saw his glory and the two men that stood with him. And it came to pass, as they departed from him, Peter said unto Jesus, Master, it is good for us to be here. Let us make three tabernacles, one for thee, one for Moses, and one for Elijah, not knowing what he said. You know, Peter was fumbling around for something to say, and this is what he came up with. You know, let us make three tabernacles. And it says, while he thus spake, there came a cloud and overshadowed them, and they feared as they entered into the cloud. And there came a voice out of the cloud saying, this is my beloved Son, hear him. And when the voice was passed, Jesus was found alone, and they kept it close and told no man in those days any of those things which they had seen. So what's the lesson here? What's God trying to teach Peter and the rest of them that were with him? Well, he brought Moses down and Elijah down. Moses represented the law. Elijah represented the prophet. And after God was done speaking, it says, after God was done speaking, verse 36, it says, when the voice was passed, Jesus was found alone. And the voice said, this is my beloved son, hear him. And so, you know, we are living in the new covenant, and we are not to look unto Moses, the law. We are not to look unto the prophets, which is Elijah. God removed them out of there at Mount Transfiguration and says, look unto my son. This is my beloved son. Hear him. And so that's what Hebrews 1:1 is saying. God, who at sundry times in diverse manners spake in time past unto the fathers by the prophets, hath in these last days spoken unto us by his son, whom he hath appointed heir of all things. And so today, many people want to go into the Old Testament and pick things up that are never commanded by Jesus. You know, many people get caught up with keeping the Sabbath, but Jesus said, I am the Sabbath. You know, we are to rest in him every day. We are to walk with him every day, not just one day of the week. And so, and there's many other things that people try to make application into their lives from the old covenant that Jesus never transferred into the New Testament. And so we are to read his word in the New Testament, and we are to make application to our lives from the words that Jesus Christ himself taught us. You know, Matthew 28, Jesus' last words were before he ascended into heaven. He disappeared in the cloud. He says, go ye therefore, teach all nations, baptizing them in the name of the Father and of the Son and of the Holy Ghost. Notice what he says next. Teaching them to observe all things whatsoever I have commanded you. And lo, I am with you always, even unto the end of the world. Not what Moses commanded, not what Elijah commanded or the prophets commanded, not what the law commands or the prophets, but whatsoever I have commanded you. And so it is very important for us that we look unto Jesus Christ, the author and finisher of our faith, not looking unto Moses and the law, not looking unto the prophets, but look, the Bible says that we should look unto Jesus, the author and finisher of our faith. In John chapter 12, John 12, verse 48, this is what Jesus says, and this is, I want to bring this here in John 12, 48. He says, he that rejecteth me and receiveth not my words, hath one that judgeth him. The word that I have spoken, the same shall judge him the last day. Let me read that again. He that rejecteth me and receiveth not my words, hath one that judgeth him. The word that I have spoken, the same shall judge him the last day. So my friend, today I want to encourage you to look unto Jesus Christ, the one who has spoken his word, the one who God commands that we should listen to and hear his voice. Jesus says, my sheep hear my voice. And so it's very important, as our text says in Hebrews chapter 1, verse 2, that God hath in these last days spoken unto us by his Son. You know, these last days are from the time of Jesus Christ until his return. You know, there's, God sent different voices in the Old Testament to speak to his people. You know, there's many prophets. You know, we have Jonah, we have Jeremiah, we have Isaiah, we have Obadiah, we have Nahum and Micah, and the list goes on. Malachi. There were many different voices, but we have in these last times, from the time of Jesus Christ until his return, we have one voice to listen to, and that is the words of Jesus Christ, as John 12:48 says, "He that rejecteth me and receiveth not my words hath one that judgeth him. The word that I have spoken, the same shall judge him the last day." So, my friend, I encourage you to hear the words of Jesus Christ and listen to his voice. Thank you for listening, and may God bless you.